Hi everyone, good to have you with us today. We're in the book of Hebrews, a lovely verse from Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 24. Hebrews 9:24, it says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but now into heaven to appear in the presence of God for us." That's one of the great verses that speak about the high priestly ministry of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In fact, the book of Hebrews deals with that subject in a very explicit way, the priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the Old Testament economy, in the Levitical economy, the Israeli high priest had two specific roles to fulfil primarily. First of all, he offered sacrifice for the sins of the people. He did that on a brazen altar in the courtyard of the tabernacle and then the temple. A bullock or a ram or a lamb was placed upon the altar. It was divided, its blood was shed, and then it was offered up as a burnt offering unto God to atone or to cover the sins of the people. And then after that, he would take a basin of blood on the Day of Atonement and would go into the tabernacle proper, the holy place, and then within the veil into the holiest of all. And he would take the blood of the sacrifice and would sprinkle it upon the mercy seat. That would cover the broken law, and then he would pray and intercede for his people. So he had those two vital roles to fulfill: sacrifice and then intercession. And the high priest, of course, was a picture of our great high priest, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who on the cross at Calvary, the book of Hebrews said, offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And then, having done that, buried, rose again, entered into heaven itself, and sat down. And the Bible says he entered into heaven, Hebrews 9:12, by virtue of his own blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is such an important doctrine in the Bible. It runs from Genesis through to Revelation. It is the blood that cleanses from sin. It's the blood that redeems. It's the blood that purifies our conscience. It's the blood that gives us access to the holiest. It's the blood that gives us victory over the enemy. And it's also through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that he himself entered into heaven. And he took that precious blood and presented the merits of his sacrifice before his Father. And the Word of God says, in light of that, Hebrews 7:25, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Just as the high priest in Israel did, so Christ does in heaven itself. He enters in and prays and intercedes for his people. Or as it says here, Hebrews 9:24, he appears in the presence of God for us, on our behalf. And that's an amazing thought. Have you ever thought, Christian, that Jesus Christ prays for you, intercedes for you, supplicates for you, talks to his Father about you continually? Robert Murray McShane, the great preacher and the great man of God, said, "If I could hear the Lord Jesus Christ praying for me in the next room, and I could hear his voice audibly," he says, "I wouldn't fear 1,000 enemies." But he says, distance makes no difference. He is in heaven, and he is interceding for us, praying for his people. As he prayed in John 17, he continues to pray for us. And he said in the days of his flesh to his Father, "I know that thou hearest me always." His prayers are never turned away. Isn't that wonderful, Christian, to know that not only has Christ made a once-for-all sacrifice that cleanses you and covers you and justifies you before God, but the same Saviour is alive forevermore, ever living, to make intercession for us, appearing in the presence of God for us. May God bless you today and encourage you with these simple thoughts.